Hello and welcome to Leaders Connect podcast. This is Essie Daniel and I'm so delighted to be here with you. Today we are going to take a short detour or a small detour on our topic and we're going to resume back onto that topic of relationships and circles of friendship. We'll resume to that next week. But let's get started with today's topic. Let the journey begin. It is said that time is an equal opportunity employer and everybody gets 24 hours a day. Sometimes it feels like some people get more than 24 hours a day. In fact, it is likened to an example of two men or two ladies, let's use ladies, that were given the same size of suitcase, the same make of suitcase, the same everything except for the color, and they were asked to pack for a vacation. What was noticed at the end of the packing process was that one of them packed more or fit more things on their suitcase than the other did. And sometimes we tend to pack our schedules or pack our lives with things that are meaningful and sometimes things that are not meaningful. At the end of the day or at the end of the year, we review our goals, our annual goals, or quarterly, we reveal our quarterly goals and we have not achieved the desired results. Why? Because we did not pack our day, our week, or our month with what we needed to pack or to package in that week, in that month, so that we can get the desired results when we do our quarterly or yearly review. And today I want us to talk about how we can just go about that. I want us to talk about different things we have, like the yearly goals, and how do we even get to that yearly and quarterly goal? How do we get there? You see, people set yearly and quarterly goals. And it is very, very important. But guess what? The most important thing is how you break it down, how you break down your goals into milestones, and then into daily action steps. And then the next important thing is staying connected with your goals, staying committed, staying focused, staying motivated, and then review and adjust your approach so that you can boost your productivity until you achieve your goal. So, what are your goals for this year? The first quarter is gone. In the second quarter of 2024, how did you do with the first quarter? What were your goals? Today's teaching or today's conversation will guide us on how we can get the most out of every day, every week, so that we can have a productive second year, or rather second half of the second quarter of the year, and possibly and hopefully we can achieve the desired results by the end of this quarter. You see, the most important thing first of all is to be self-aware. Self-awareness, it is key. Who am I? What do I want to achieve in this life? What is my legacy? What legacy do I want to leave behind? How do I want to be remembered? And it's very important to realize that we do not have to be busy. We need to be productive. We can choose to do a few things that are meaningful to our lives, that are in sync with who we believe we are called to be and to do. And those things will help us maximize our time and achieve our goal. You know, it's better to focus on one thing that you know you love to do and do it well and not struggle with it, in fact, even get paid to do it, than be a jack of all trades and a master of none. So self-awareness is key. And I want you to think of the word focus as you go through your planning, as you go through your life. Focus, 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 and concentrate on whatever it is that you have decided you want to do. So self-awareness is key. And how do we get this self-awareness going? One, it would be good to have a vision board. You can have a notebook whereby you write whatever it is that you want to achieve, who you want to become, and be as detailed and as specific as you can be, because that is what will guide you on what you do, how you spend your time, how you pick your friends, the events that you attend, the TV shows or entertainment, what you do with your life. It will all be dependent on what you list down as on your vision board. Okay, so you can use a notebook to write down exactly who you want to become, where you need to be 5 years, 10 years, 50 years, 70 years from now. And don't tell me that you do not have a future. You don't think you will get to 5 years. You don't think you'll get to 50 years, 90 years. None of us really knows. Okay? And so the best thing to do, is to look ahead and plan ahead. It's better for you to plan and have faith and hope that you will get there, then get there and look back and find out that you actually could have done something meaningful as far as planning and building your future and impacting lives in your younger years. So create, have that notebook, list down what you need to list down, have a vision board. A vision board is a board that you sit on, that is pinned on the wall, and you put pictures of things that you desire to see accomplished in your life, things that you desire to acquire in your life. Let's say you want to be an entrepreneur, so you could find a picture of a success in the field that you want to be an entrepreneur in, and print it out and pin it on the vision board. Let's say you want to lose some weight, you could probably draw something and pin it on the board, how many pounds you want to weigh, and so forth. So a vision board is where you put down what your vision is in a certain period of time. Where do you want to be? And you put it on the board so that you can see it. You visualize it, and then you constantly see it so that it reminds you to keep on working on that. The other thing is now setting goals. We've already figured out that we need to be aware of ourselves, who we are, what we want to do. We need a vision board. We need now to set goals, okay? And then once we set our goals, we want to break down the goals into 3-month goals. And then from there, you want to do a good review. But before you go to the review, let's create a mind map. How are you going to get there? A mind map, just like the word states, a map. Get that idea from your mind and put it down into a map where your mind can actually see how you're going to navigate your way from where you are to how you need to get to that picture that you pinned on the vision board. Are we together? And then from there, we need also to be taking a broader look of what the month looks like, so that we are not working with quarterly goals and we haven't quite figured out what 1 month needs to look like. So before a month begins, before next month comes in, which is just a few days away, we need to have figured out what it is we will be doing in the month of May, okay? And then the other thing is, at the end of the month, we want to do a review. We will be reviewing what the month of May was for us. You also want to do a weekly review. Don't just review the month. A month is made of weeks. So do a weekly review at the end of every week. How well did I achieve my goals for this week? Because if I achieved my goals for this week, then that means I will achieve my monthly goal. And then from there, I will achieve my quarterly goal, my three-month goal. Got it? And then from there, guess what? We've got some other things like incentives. What do I do for fun when I achieve my weekly goal? You know, things to encourage you, things to look forward to. But here, let's get started. So creating a life you love starts with getting clear on exactly what you want your life dreams to be. What's your dream? What's your heart wish? What are your passions? What are your deepest desires? You see, everything is possible and there are no limits. In fact, the sky is the only limit. They used to think that we could not get to the moon, but look where we are. They must look at us and they think, wow, look at where they are, look at how far they've gone. Because essentially, centuries back, it did not even seem like it would be possible. So let's go of the judgment and cannot. Yeah, let go of the judgment and the cannot. Let's focus on what we can do. Let the ideas flow. Describe the vision of your ideal life and review this section. Review your vision board. Review your notebook regularly so that you always know why you're doing what you're doing, and that will shape the decisions you make, the friends you keep, the choices that you make, and so forth. Okay, so I want you to think in terms of your vision. What is the vision for the life that I want? Yeah, you see, for me, I have a leadership company, and I desire to become the best that there is. But you see, that growth has to start with me. So how do I grow? I see where I need to be, but how do I cover the distance between where I am and where I need to be? Okay. How will my business impact the people around me, my city, my community? Think in terms of your vision, you know, the vision, the life that you want. Am I eating healthy so that I can get to where I desire to be career-wise? How are my relationships with the people around me? If you have a family, how is your relationship with your spouse? How are your kids? You know, what is your vision for your life? You see, your life ought to be one that is filled with purpose. Okay, briefly, let's look at mission statement. You see, your life's purpose or mission statement identifies your core values and how you will contribute to this world. In fact, it imprints your values and purposes in your mind so they become a part of you. Integration of your personal mission statement and vision statement into your weekly and monthly planning is a way to keep your vision always in front of you and to maintain the focus of your goals, your passions, and your core values. Ladies and gentlemen, what is your life's purpose? What is your mission? Why on earth are you here? Why were you created? What mission do you need to fulfill? You know, the biggest mistake we can make is passing through earth and not making an impact, and exiting and not leaving any footprints behind. Okay? So give your natural gift, your creativity to the world. Bring happiness and growth to the people around you. You know? Do your best. Do what you love to do and love what you do today. Okay? So I want us to really, really go deep into this. But for now, I want to stop so that we can actually review how far we went with our goals for this year, the first quarter. In the beginning of the year, what did you want to do? How far have you gone with that? That is what I want us to look at. So we're going to take a short break and review what our vision statement is, what our mission statement is, how we are doing with our goals for this year, especially this first quarter. If you achieved them, how did you do it? If you did not achieve them, what could have been different? All right, let's go there.